you. Thank you, Cheryl. Are you all set for a great session? All right. Well, I want to get your brain started. So we're going to work a lot with your right brain this morning because you probably forget about it. So I'm going to work with your right brain a little bit today. These are little mental quizzes to see if we can exercise, little exercises for the right brain. So if you can figure out the answer to any of these, shout them out. You can interrupt me at any time. 26L of the A. Letters of the alphabet. All right. Who said that? Okay, our first response gets a present because you have courage. Where's my responder? Here we come. All right. I don't have a lot, but I do have some. Okay, 8S on an SS. Oh, this group is good. All right, 4Q and a G. These are easy for you. 200D for PG. Oh, that one's always a little tricky. NM. And the last one is 1W on a U. I'll leave them up, so don't worry about it, okay? This is for the right brain to wake up because it's been asleep all night. And we'll do, if we have time, a second technique to help you think up ideas called related word association. Bless you. And related word association will shut off the left brain and work only with the right brain. And you won't even know I shut it off. You won't even miss it. So the right brain is the side that is creative, inventive, imaginative. It's ready to party. That's the right side of your brain. I say party, your right brain goes, yes. The left brain goes, where is it? What time? What do I wear? That's the left side. Analytical, who's going to be there? That's the left side. Evaluative, judgmental, didactic. The right brain just is in free flow and likes to come up with ideas. So what we're going to work on today is how to generate specific positioning for any one of a number of problems that you might be solving, like, we have a new division, we need a catchy slogan. Like, we have a special company picnic or event, and we need something for one of our banners, give it a name. Like, you yourself might be doing some consulting, and you need some kind of a theme line for your own hands-on training or experience or whatever you're doing. Or your company needs a new image. So are you ready? Okay, the first technique, these are 16 techniques that I have developed, and they're very easy to remember. And they're in the handouts, so I don't have to write anything down. The first technique for things that stay in your head, slogans that don't leave your mind, that stick to the roof of your brain, Maxwell House, good to the last. Okay, Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, you, oh, what a... You know these. So let's start with the first one being the use of name, the use of your name. If you have a name that can be embedded into the statement, your theme line, your slogan, your tagline, it makes it more retentive, sticky. So notice Toyota every day, and yes, for the grammarians in the room, you are correct, every day should be two words. And they know that. But they said it looks more like a verbal logo if it's one word. So every day, it should be everyday people, everyday events. As an adjective, it's one word. Here it should be two. It's not an adjective. But they know that, and they like this because it stays in your mind better. Second one, always Coke. And Coca-Cola does change its slogan, but Coke is usually in it. For everything else, there's MasterCard, and that's in the slogan. Volvo, safety, even though they have some newer ones, I'm mixing up some newer slogans and older slogans. Marlboro, country. I'm going to stop on that for a minute because they, and this is a diversion. I do little side stories. Is that okay with you? Okay, good. I like your permission to go somewhere else. So we're going to go to Marlboro country. They had 12-year-olds, and they said to them, we want you to develop an ad for Marlboro country. And the little kids went away, and you know what they developed? A tombstone. And on the tombstone it said, Marlboro Country. Is that a brilliant solution? Because see, they've been taught if you smoke, you die, so there's your ad. And how that changed, that meaning has changed over the years. Marlboro Country used to be a fun place with cowboys. Now it's like, yeah, but the cowboys aren't living. So that's a whole new thing. Rhyme. Look at the slogans and notice that you've seen them, heard them, retained them. For instance, here's another one for rhyme. Crave the wave. It's cranberry juice. You're going like this. You remember it. Discovery Channel. I was watching the other night, and here's their slogan. I love it. Entertain your brain. How great is that? And the technique is rhyme. Shorter is better. Concise is good. Using your name is important if you can do it. And rhyme is very sticky. So don't get mad. Get glad. Watch it wiggle. See it jiggle. Jello. The energy in that line, I can see it wiggling and jiggling. I see it coming to life. Fill it to the rim with brim. Before you dress, caress. Shout it out. And you didn't realize that this technique of rhyme helps you remember things, because it's just an easy way. And you'll notice, I want you to notice for the rest of your lives, every time you hear a slogan, see if you can categorize it in one of these 16 categories, and you will be able to. And you'll say, oh, that's why that's so retentive. That's why that's so memorable. Okay, ready for the next two? Okay, next two, alliteration. Alliteration is where the first letter of the word or first sound is the same. Gotta, getta, gunt. Gunt is a stuffed animal. That's been their slogan for a very long time. Dodge, different. D-D. Ruffles have ridges. That's a while ago in the R sound. Do the do, Mountain Dew, the D-D. Do the do, Mountain Dew. Come see the softer side of Sears. And it's not a surprise that they chose the S word, that S sound, because it has a very soft sound to it. So it's also sonorous. It also has this, not only is it alliteration, but it's very sonorous. It really makes you feel like the softer side of Sears. It also borders on onomatopoeia, which we'll come to in a few minutes. Play on words, that's another technique. Polaroid, see what develops, because film develops. It's a brilliant line, see what develops. Ideas that stick, 3M, Scotch tape, and all the tape products. When it rains, it pours. Morton salt, decades. And I had a group, and they said, yeah, well, not in the South it does. And I said, you know, they're right. In the South, you put salt, you put rice in your salt so it doesn't stick. And I didn't think about that. But when it rains, it still pours. So there's a play on words. And Planters' latest slogan is relax, go nuts. Which is kind of funny. You know, it's like there's some humor in the relax, go nuts. And so they're connecting. When you relax, you want to have some peanuts. Are you good so far with the four techniques? Name, rhyme, alliteration, play on words. Oh, and by the way, you're going to do a little bit of work today in teams of four or five, so you'll think up some of these slogans. I'll give you an assignment, and we'll get some answers and see how you did. Is that okay? Yeah. Well, that's why it's a workshop. You do a little bit of it. I do a little bit of it. Okay. Next one, parallel construction. This technique helps you because it takes a phrase or a word and repeats it. That's what makes it parallel. To be or not to be. The little, those little yellow flowers, the buttercups, when you put them under your chin as a little girl and you go, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. The boys don't know what we're talking about. The guys in the room go, what are they doing? When I was a little boy, we never did that. The girls did that. And you would just sit there, if you had a crush on a boy, and you'd pull the little petals, and the last petal that it ended on, he loves me or he loves me not. And then you'd know if the boy loved you. You're like 6 years old at the time. But the point being, maybe it still works. The point being that that's parallel construction. He loves me, he loves me not. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. It keeps going and going and going. That's the Energizer Bunny and going. That's parallel construction. Take it for pain, take it for life. What a great slogan, because it's true. If you're having a heart attack, Bayer can save your life. It's a fact. Aspirin can save your life, and they latched onto that medical fact and put it into a slogan. Talk about use of important information. Take it for pain, take it for life. Little Caesars, pizza, pizza, mitza, mitza, cheeser, cheeser. All the Pizza Hut, all the Little Caesar lines repeat, and that repetition is parallel construction. Double your pleasure, how many years has that been out? Double your fun, doublement, 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 but it's all parallel construction. So when looking for slogans, when you're developing lines or phrases or positioning, You want something that stays in the mind of your audience. The old saying is, it's not who the company thinks it is. It's who the end user thinks it is. Very important difference. And clients and accounts and huge companies spend a lot of money looking for statements, slogans, where you can internalize it, and they want you to believe this about them. That's why these are very important for you to understand how they work. All the years that something stays in your head without my helping you remember it means that they did something right for you to remember it. When I say Volvo, you think safety. You've been told it's safe and it's internalized. You now believe that that word Volvo is connected to safety. And if I said to you Pontiac safety, you'd be thinking Volvo safety because they've embedded it into your memory. These techniques help that happen. It also helps them establish who they want to be in the mind of the consumer. And any materials you ever develop for the rest of your life, any kind of marketing materials, it's not who you think you are, it's who your audience thinks you are. If you remember that one thing, it's not who you think you are, it's who your audience thinks you are. It's critically important. That'll help direct your thinking and your evaluative process when you're developing statements like this. It's who do you want to be in the mind of the consumer? Who do you want to be? And that's how they back things out and go backwards. For instance, statement of use or purpose. FedEx, we want to be the world on time to you. So anytime you think about which company, if it positively, absolutely has to be there overnight, who do you count on for on-time delivery? It's always going to be FedEx, because that's who they say they are. That's their statement of purpose or use. GE has always been, we bring good things to life. When you plug it in electrically, it comes alive. There's a little bit of a play on words, but it really is a promise, a statement of who they are and how they can benefit your life. Those are called WIFM's, W-I-I-F-M, WIFM's, what's in it for me, W-I-I-F-M, what's in it for me. And if you have established a benefit, a WIFM, in your statement, that's wonderful because now you, the end user, know what's in it for me. There's nothing selfish about that. It's the only reason you make a purchase or make a decision is based on what are you going to get out of it, and that's okay. So the statements of purpose tell you here's what you're going to get. You get M&Ms, it melts in your mouth, not in your hands. The idea is, someone said, well, if you hold it long enough, well, the idea is you're supposed to eat them so fast. I mean, you know, hello, I know it'll, you know, it's chocolate. How do you spell relief? R-O-L-E-I-D-S. Now, I'm going to digress. I'm telling you a story. This is a true story. Fifth graders were in school. They had a test, spelling test, to spell relief. So they spelled it R-O-L-E-I-D-S. And the teacher said, no, it's R-E-L-I-E-F. And they go, no, it isn't. It was on television. And they had a very hard time, this is a true story, to learn that word because you hear it, you remember it. And they said, but it's on television. I saw it on TV. It can't be wrong. And we oftentimes in advertising come up with things like everyday Toyota would be one word, but Toyota every day isn't. And so now everyone's mixing up words like every day is now being spelled one as one word, and that's not correct. Always. It's not always correct. As an adjective, it is. So you will see things all right. People don't know if it's two words or one word. There's lots of words that the advertising industry deliberately uses wrong, because it's stickier. So you remember it wrong. And so little kids are running around spelling relief, R-O-L-A-I-D-S. And I feel for them because, you know, it's hard to get something out of your head when you've been taught that's how it is. Okay, next one. Testimonial. Testimonial is the user making a statement about the product. It's not the company, and it's not your conscience. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's the user saying, L'Oreal, because I'm worth it. Look, Ma, no cavities. I should have had a V8. He likes it, Mikey. I could have had a V8. No more ring around the collar. It's you, the consumer, speaking about the product. Okay, that's a testimonial. It's not the company speaking, it's you speaking. They're a couple of different points of view, which we didn't cover yet, and maybe we'll take a moment now and talk about it. When you're developing your slogan, you want to think about who's speaking. Testimonial is the end user. The statement of purpose, FedEx, the world on time, the client is speaking. The world on time, the quicker picker-upper, who's speaking? And we'll come in a minute to emotional blackmail, and that one is your conscience speaking. Your conscience speaking. So in looking at points of view, when you're developing a positioning statement, a slogan, you might want to think about who's speaking. And that might help direct your ideas. Okay, simile. A simile is a comparison using as or like. A metaphor doesn't use as or like. It compares all the world's a stage. Shakespeare, all the world's a stage. That's a metaphor. There's no like or as. But if you say Chevy like a rock, that's a simile. A day without orange juice is like a day without sunshine. Now here, this should be as. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. It's an old slogan. It should be as, because if you have the verb after the word, Winston tastes good as a cigarette should. But because it sounds better like, now everyone has as and like messed up. It's true. You don't know the difference. If there's a verb, you need as. If there isn't, like a rock is a noun, then you use like. But in advertising, you can break all the rules if it sounds better. It makes it more sticky. The soup that eats like a meal. And you remember these from Campbell's. You remember that expression. Okay, you know what we're going to do? Because I can see you. We got halfway through. We did 8. Do you have the list? Name, rhyme, alliteration. What was number 4? Anybody remember? Oh, you're good. Play on words. Parallel construction. Statement of use or purpose. Testimonial and simile. Well, we have another 8 to do, and I think what we should do is do a little exercise, because you've been sitting and taking notes and you need to rest your mind. So the first 8 techniques, you will break into groups of 4. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Break into groups of 4. Turn around and you can move your chairs and everything. You know what I mean? We're not like locked in. We don't have glue. We're okay. We're not Velcro to the seat. You can move your chairs, and I want you to take a problem that you're working on, either a company picnic or something. Use one of the 8 techniques. You have 2 minutes. Go. One of the 8 techniques. To come up with a slogan for one of your problems you're trying to solve, like a new company slogan, a picnic at the company, a positioning statement for a division. You have a new product that you're launching, a statement for that. Anything that's your problem, pick one problem per group. One problem per group. And see if you can use one of those techniques. One problem, one technique. Okay, shh. Ready? Group in the back, hand up first. What was your problem? What were you trying to solve? They're starting a new product. It's going to be called Perky Coffee. Oh, give them a hand. All right. Can you catch? This is for you. All right, it bounces. There you go. All right, good job. Who's got another one? Go ahead. HR Solutions, say it again. HR Solutions tailor-made for you. And which technique did you use? Right, that's right. Say it one more time. Solutions tailor-made for you. Give them a hand, good job. Okay, number 3, let's hear another one. Go ahead. And then I'm coming to you. Go ahead. Okay, a corporate university at Lifespan, a consortium. 5 centers. 2. Learning for life. Ooh, overachievers. So you have to get something. They got to get a cassette. Pass this back. You get a cassette. Okay, or a little overachievers. And I saw a hand in the corner. Go ahead, go. Leadership coaching company, so everybody can hear.
Came up with a power in the process of leadership.
Ooh, alliteration, powering the process. Oh, I like that. It has a lot of energy.
To be or not to be, who you want to be.
To be or not to be, who you want to. Give them a hand. All right. Pass them back. Our overachievers will get a cassette. Pass it back. Please. Can you pass it back? Thanks. Okay. All right. So you can see how this technique works. And we're going to do 8 more. These are the next 8. So I put them up for you. So you don't have to write them all down quickly. And then, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time, and I do want to get through word association. I want to give that to you so you have it. Okay, onomatopoeia. Here's another technique. Did anyone figure out 200D for P, G, and M? Anybody get that one yet? Or 1W on a U? Okay, it was up there. All right, if you remember those and they hit you, just shout them out. These two we didn't get. 200D for P, G, and M, 1W on a U. So just, you know, you can do two things at once, by the way. Your right brain. Oh, did you know, I just found this out, I'm so excited, that your brain can calculate 100 trillion calculations per second? Is that amazing? No, it can. They did research, really. 100 trillion calculations per second. You're so fast that your processor is so fast that when they show you images on a screen and they actually check to see if you remember them, you don't even remember seeing it, but you can answer that you saw it. That's how fast your mind processes. Yay! One wheel and a unicycle. Okay, good. So you're going to get something for that. Hang on. Because I didn't expect anyone to get that. Can you catch? Pass it back. I'm afraid to know. This is soft, though. It wouldn't hurt you. You're getting a brain. Oh, by the way, the brain is because everyone can use an extra brain. You know? You need a spare brain from time to time. All right. One wheel and a unicycle. Very, very good. Very few people ever get that one. I'm impressed. Okay. Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia is where the word sounds like what it is. Like, how does a bell chime when you hear it on the bell tower? Ding, dong, ding, dong. It sounds like what it is. When a bee flies by, what is the sound it makes? Bzz, bzz. The buzz, buzz, buzz sounds like the bee. That word sounds like what it is. So, if you think about it, how clever was Alka-Seltzer to come up with a slogan that sounds like the product? Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Brilliant. And then they used rhyme. Oh, what a relief it is. We'll talk about that later. Snap, crackle, pop. Who ever thought of that? Who sat in front of a bowl of Rice Krispies? I want to meet that person and said, snap, crackle, pop, because you know what? That's what it sounds like. I'm so excited about that. Who would even think of that? And it's always been there. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Okay, the power of cheese. Because when you bite into a piece of cheese, it just, especially if it's warm brie. It kind of oozes and ahs, and there's something about cheese that gives you that ah sound. That one sounds a little bit, not like the product, but the feeling you get when you eat it. Schweppervescence. If you've ever seen those bubbles in carbonation, what word could be better than schweppervescence? Your whole mouth is bubbling. Okay, doesn't it? Farfignugen. It sounds like farfignugen, farfignugen. I can hear the tires on the road when I hear that word, farfignugen, farfignugen. It just sounds like it's running. I have no clue what it means. I even asked some German students. They go, they made it up. Does it mean something? No. I said, you got to be kidding me. We struggle to spell this thing. It isn't a real word. How clever. Right? They got us. Emotional blackmail. Now, we talked about the 3 points of view, if you remember. One of them was, anybody remember the points of view? Testimonial. Who's speaking on a testimonial? The consumer, end user. Okay. Then we had statement of purpose. So that was self-serving. That's a self-serving statement because the client or the product or the company is speaking. And we have emotional blackmail. And that one, does anyone remember what that one was? Your conscience is speaking. Your conscience is speaking. So here you feel guilty if you don't do something. That's what emotional blackmail is. Michelin, because so much is writing on your tires. Well, if you don't care what's writing on your tires, put anything. But if you really care what's writing in your tires, use Michelin. When you care enough to send the very best Hallmark, well, if you don't care, send, yeah. See, that whole thing, well, do I care the very best? Then I need to send Hallmark. Aren't you glad you use Dial? You know, don't you feel guilty if you don't? Like, I don't feel so good now, right? Raise your hand if you're sure. Oh, suddenly you're not that sure. If you raise your hand if you're sure, what if you're not that sure? That's a wonderful, wonderful emotional blackmail because it makes you doubt yourself. It puts doubt in your mind. How sure am I? How sure are you? And the last one, don't leave home without it. American Express. Why? Because if you use Visa and if you're over, or MasterCard and you're over your limit, what happens? They say, sorry, we can't process it, but American Express, if you've paid your bill, what happens then? There is a limit. If you pay last month's bill, you could charge $1 million. Then you can leave the country. No, the point is, go ahead, question. That's it, $200 for pass and go in Monopoly. Give them a hand, yay! And you're gonna get that because very few people get that one, pass that back. Okay, good job, what a great group. I'm so proud of you, no one ever gets these. I love this. Okay, imperative statement. This one is, an imperative is a command. An imperative is a command. Just a big word, simple message, just a command. So an imperative statement is a we're telling you what to do statement. Like Nike, just do it. Just do it. Obey your thirst. We're telling you, it's a command, obey your thirst. Think different. Apple, think different. Feel the tingle. We're telling you to feel the tingle. Go ahead and buy the product, use it, and feel the tingle. Scope. Let your fingers, let is a command, let your fingers do the walking. And who is that? Yellow Pages. Leave the driving to us. And that's Greyhound. Leave the driving to us. I don't have to do anything. An imperative statement, a command, tells you what to do. Now, it's interesting because Nike had just do it for many years. And several years ago, about six or seven years ago, they had a new statement. And it was three words. Just do it is three words. And the new statement was three words. It wasn't a command. Does anyone remember it? It's amazing. They set it one word above the other. That's called stacked. And the statement was, yes, you can. You're nodding. Now you kind of remember it. But no, you can't. You couldn't remember it. I've asked so many audiences, what was that other slogan? And you know what? It went away. Nobody could. It wasn't sticky. Three words, yes, you can. An abstract statement. And no, you couldn't. They went back to just do it. You could. It didn't stick. Just do it is what they went back to. So if you see that yes, you can, which we haven't seen in a couple of years now, they tried everything. They said it. They said it with big type in a box. Now that I describe the type to you, you might see it in your mind. Yeah, you can see it now, right? But you can't remember the words. Not sticky. It's funny how, you know, like they say, advertising is 50% sure. We don't know which half. Who knows why that didn't stick, but it didn't. Interrogative statement. Interrogative is a question. Got milk? Now, what else did they use in Got Milk? The name. That's two words. Look how short that is. It's a question. One of the two words, like taught every day, one of the two words is the product. Got milk? Hungry? Here's the second question. Why wait? Snickers. What's in your wallet? Capital One. So that makes you think, gee, if I don't have Capital One in my wallet, maybe what I have isn't as good, right? The credit card's always greener on the other side, right? Okay, is it in you, Gatorade? They're asking that question, is it in you? And Gatorade, by the way, if you want, does everyone know why Gatorade works? It replenishes the electrolytes that you lose, you deplete in your body when you're working, out running, exercising, you deplete your electrolytes. And that's the little, you know, energy infusers that you need to keep going. So they replace that. That's why you feel better. It's not mental. You do feel better. Just like there are products, there's ingredients in chocolate that make you happy, and it's a fact. You're not crazy. You do feel happier with chocolate. It's a metabolic response to a chemical. And you feel happier when you eat chocolate. Tomorrow you can worry about the diet, but right now it feels real good. Okay, this one, Suave, don't you look smart? That's a question. Don't you look smart? Does she or doesn't she? Look how old that question is, how long that's been around. Even though they're not using it now, it's very memorable. Does she or doesn't she? Clairol, because you don't know if she does or she doesn't, because it's so well done. Her hair looks so good, you can't tell.